Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
We've reported about this. In fact, when I first reported the very first of a series of very bad events that happened in a week regarding animals flying on United Airlines, dogs specifically, I didn't believe the story. I didn't want to print anything about it because I couldn't believe it was true. I'm talking about the dog that was placed in the overhead. So the flight's about to take off, and the flight attendant, for reasons I still do not comprehend, said, put that dog, which was in a carrier, in an overhead above the seat. Well, the problem with that, there is no oxygen in those overheads, or virtually very little oxygen anyway. And the dog ended up dying, presumably suffocating. And the airlines really have not stepped up to do much about it. And when the airlines don't do that, or industry in general doesn't do what's right, that's where public officials oftentimes do what's right. And I credit State Senator Marisol Alcantara from New York State because, Senator, you are doing what's right. So tell me about what motivated you to do what you're doing and, more importantly, what it is that you're proposing.
Well, thank you for inviting me to be on the radio show. I'm a dog owner. My husband and I adopted two dogs ourselves. They are part of our family. And I know how devastating to my five-year-old would be if one of our pets die in such a way. And I grew up in a farm for the first 7 years of my life where my grandparents had a lot of animals. So I have a deep love and respect for animals. And when I saw what happened to this dog, the mother, the owner of the dog, she's a young mom with a new, she was holding a one-month-old baby. She was with a little girl, Sophia, 11 years old. And the fact that people are so cruel that they told her to put the dog in the cargo, in the luggage area, I couldn't believe that somebody would do this. And the fact they knew it was a dog, they made her buy a plane ticket for the dog. You know, this is, United has a history of having accidents with dogs, with animals. For example, somebody emailed us that they had a large rabbit and that United put the rabbit in the freezer. So the rabbit died.
Yeah.
And so that's what motivated me to see this family, this little girl, 11-year-old, crying, how she cannot go to sleep. She's not able to go to school. She probably needs counseling now because of what happened to her dog.
Yeah. So you said, and some of these things, you know, the thing is now with social media, in the defense, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I want to say what's right. In defense of United Airlines, some of these stories that we've heard over the past several months, maybe over the past couple of years, really have been exaggerated. But there's no question this and other stories like it, not only with United Airlines, but other airlines as well, should never happen. So you said, I am going to do something about it. So what is your idea?
So my bill would, well, we asked the Queens District Attorney, the County of Queens, New York, which is where LaGuardia Airport is located at, to look at this as a criminal issue. So that's number one. Number two, we want the all airlines flying in and out of New York State to develop policies on where they can place an animal. They can they cannot be placed in a cargo, and in whatever they place the animal, they have to make sure that the room temperature is controlled, that there's adequate lighting, food, that they have medicine just in case the dog gets sick, and that they develop a plan just in case the flight is delayed. How are they going to deal with the animals that are in the plane?
And that's actually been a problem. And the other problem is where animals pay a terminal price often is when planes need to be switched out, you know, so there's a connecting flight, and then the animal gets misplaced somehow. And that, again, I'm talking about all airlines here.
Exactly. It's not, like you said, because of social media. Unite was just the one that got caught doing this. I'm sure that this is an overall problem because we have received many emails and phone calls of people that have had similar experiences in other airlines. And like you said, we are also worried about what happens when the flight is delayed. You know, like you saw a week ago, they sent a dog to Japan when it was supposed to go to, I believe, Kansas.
Yes.
And like you said, that happens when they change flights. So the airlines need to develop policy on what to do when that happens.
All right. Well, I am all for you. And we are going to stay in touch with you because you're so far as I know, some U.S. senators have talked about it and some U.S. representatives have talked about it. But to my knowledge, there's no bill. You actually have a bill that you're want to support, and it's yours, and are pushing it forward. And my hope is that if you come up with the answers, other states, including the one that I live in, will follow. Senator Marisol Alcantara, thank you so much, and we will keep in touch.
Great. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Good morning. Steve Dale's Pet World on WGN Radio. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Rick Pearson is here after 7 o'clock talking about politics, and that's kind of what we spoke about earlier, right, and talking to the New York State Senator about pet travel. Do you have any opinions on it? I mean, what do you think the airlines ought to do about this? I have some additional comments coming up. Phone number 312-981-7200. You can text me at that same number, 312-981-7200. Big dog show a week from today. I'll tell you about in a moment. Let me get to some of these texts. Steve, I have a quick question. We just got a Shiba Inu puppy. Congratulations. Our two cats are not very happy about it, though. How long will they be slinking around? Apparently, the cats are hiding, he says. And what can I do to help my cats adjust? Well, if the dog is not chasing the puppy, and the cats have not had a previous poor experience with dogs, then I can tell you what to do. But if the dog is chasing the cats, there are three types of feline personalities. One, some cats will say, all right, game is on, this is fun. Others, many of them will actually, oh my gosh, I'm being chased. When I chase, I run. And then adrenaline kicks in, and some of these cats are actually scared for their life. That's how terrified they are. The third set are, oh, right, you're a puppy. You're going to chase me. They turn around and bop the dog in the nose, and the dog learns very quickly not to chase cats. I don't know for sure which category your cats are in. If your cats are in the category of, oh, no, I am fearing maybe for my life, you've got to change that. The dog cannot chase the puppies. I mean, the puppy cannot chase the cats anymore. That has to stop. How do you stop that with a little puppy? Well, leash and collar. You know, just put your puppy on a leash and also redirect the dog. So redirect the dog with some treats. So the dog wants to chase the cats. No, come. Whatever the dog's name is, and clap your hands. And the dog can't chase the cats anyway because the dog is on a leash. And now you've taught your dog not to do that. Whenever your dog gets the urge to do that, the reverse happens. The dog comes to you and gets treats. Now, at some point in time, also give your cats hiding places that are up high. So they have an option of going up high, and they don't always hide under something. It'll give them more confidence. And at some point in time, hopefully, the cats will have the confidence to check out the dog, but do so on their own terms. Cats have to feel comfortable. That's really important, and safe. And if your cats don't feel safe, they will continue to do exactly what you describe. 312-981-7200. You can call or you could text. Steve, I enjoyed the interview. I think that the airlines ought to stop flying pets. Well, I don't think that's realistic. There are many instances. So, for example, as one example, a family moving from Germany. They were relocated to Germany. I don't know why. And then moved from Germany back to the United States. All right? You follow me so far. and they want to bring their family pets with them. Of course they do. Pets are members. That's what I just said. They're members of the family. So they want to bring their pets with them. They fly a dog and a cat. And this dog and cat get stuck in Germany for reasons that aren't quite clear. A veterinarian said the dog was anxious and bleeding from the nose or something. And the family says, we doubt that's exactly true. No matter what, they weren't told about it. And it was very confusing once they landed, and they landed without their pets. Now, what are they supposed to do? Not move back to the U.S.? Move back to the U.S. with their pets? Leave their pets back in Germany? I mean, there are times when it's really important to travel with your pets. You need to do so for whatever reason. When I was talking to Senator Alcantara, I mentioned, and this just happened a few weeks ago, a family that similarly was moving and took their dog with them, presumably to Kansas from, Oregon maybe, and the dog ends up in Japan. How can that possibly happen? So, you know what, though? It doesn't surprise me in a sense. If you fly a fair amount, you're aware of the fact, and I'm not picking on a single airline because, you know, it's a problem industry-wide. Look at how much luggage is lost. And pets are, after all, only considered property. So if they can't keep track of luggage, should it be a surprise that at times they can't keep track of pets? And no other business would be allowed to get away, I don't think, with the airlines for many years, decades, have gotten away with as far as lack of efficiency. Now, if the airlines were on the phone, I suppose they'd say, hey, you know, we handle millions of pieces of baggage every day. It is a very small percent that are lost. And I'm sure that's true. But is that acceptable? Well, maybe, not so sure, but maybe with luggage it is acceptable. With pets, no, of course it's not acceptable. And all the other mix-ups that occur, and that's the other issue. So when mix-ups happen, and they happen a lot, if you fly a lot, you know what I mean, all sorts of mix-ups, we speak up for ourselves and say, hey, you know, this ticket was actually issued online here, but here's the ticket that printed out, they don't match. A pet can't do that. A pet can't speak up for himself or herself, and at some point, especially if the pet is going on cargo, the pet's over there on cargo, and we're inside a building over there, and we can't do much, if anything, about it. So the airlines do need to look at their systems, and do need to improve their systems, and the notion, as one texter said, of not traveling with pets anymore, I don't believe, yeah, that's an easy answer, just don't allow them. But is that the right answer? I absolutely think it is not the right answer. You bet, Jeff, I really did. A couple minutes before 7 o'clock on WGN, pets aren't like family. They are family, for Christ's sakes. And in fact, I'm getting several texts now about that dog in Germany, and who's taking care of that dog in the meantime. According to the texter, and I've heard the same thing, the dog isn't arriving till Wednesday. I don't know the answer to that, to tell you the truth. I just don't know, and that's the thing. Our pets are in someone else's hands when they fly. We don't feel good about that, right, if something happens, because they are family members. And because they are family members, you want the best care for them. And that's what MedVet Chicago is all about. They're at Belmont, Western, and Clybourne. For starters, they're there 24/7 whenever you need them. They're a Level 1 Trauma Center and American Animal Hospital Association accredited referral hospital. That means they have the most comprehensive and compassionate pet care available. Literally, that is true. Write down this phone number so when you need them, you know who to call. 773-281-7110. A week from today, it is the Beverly Hills Dog Show, presented by Purina. And here's a little hint. On March 26th, that's tomorrow, through April 8th, all you have to do is hashtag BHDogShow. And then tag Purina. So it's BH Dog Show. That's the hashtag. BH Dog Show at Purina. And Purina will donate money to North Shore Animal League America's Mud Agrees program. That's a humane education program. How can that be a bad thing? So a week from today, Easter Sunday, you can watch. I hope you do. The Dog Show, the Beverly Hills Dog Show, which is on the USA Network and then rerun on NBC.